We grow old. We get old. You know, there's nothing about life that doesn't say that we're not gonna get old. You know, we're gonna get old. We're gonna start as fresh. We're gonna start new. But then we're gonna get old. Anyways, when we were young, we used to say, when I grow up, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna be this, I'm gonna be that. I'm gonna be a doctor, I'm gonna be a fighter. I'm gonna be saving lives. Or, you know, I'm gonna make a lot of money. Or, you know, I'm gonna have a great job, I'm gonna go to college. Right? We say a lot of things. But what happens when we get older? What happens now as we're older? What happened to those things we said before? Are you doing them? Are you living up to your fulfillment, your fantasy, your fucking dreams? Well, just ask yourself this. What am I doing to get to the next step, to get closer to my dreams? I'm actually here right now in my office. I'm actually just kind of thinking about the next step in life, the next step on what I gotta do to make more source of incomes. As you already know, an average millionaire has 5 streams of income. So I have a list of 10 things that I do, that I love, that I do not make money from, that can be a source of income. Now, out of these 10 things, I'm going to pick one of these 10 things to make a source of income. Now, which one of these 10 things that I do, that I love, that I can make money with? How do you choose the things you love to do every day, day by day, and make money off of it? How do you do it? This is how I'm doing it. I have a pen in my hand. I have paper. I'm on a chair. I'm on a table. I planted my ass down. I put the paper on the table. I put some relaxation music to kind of ease my mind and have me stress-free and be able to think. I have a side of water. And now on my paper, I wrote down, what am I good at? What are my talents? And I underlined it. Now I wrote down, what am I good at? What are my talents? So here's a list of things that I'm good at, that I do every day, and are my talents. Here you go. I make music. I make beats. I mix and master music. I design cover art for music. I design the cover. I design clothing online. I engineer music. I work out, I exercise. I draw, I paint. I do boxing, Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu. I design photos for my social media accounts. I design videos for my social media accounts. I do podcasts on Anchor. I do podcasts live in person. I cook, I clean, I do my laundry. I swim at the pool. I skateboard. What else? That's all I got right now. But what are 10 things that you're good at that you can make money off of? And how can you pick one great one that can make you money off of it? Now, on one side of the paper, I have the things that I do. And on the other side of the paper, I have the things that are the strongest, that I love, like that I cannot live without. Obviously, cooking, cleaning, and laundry is something I'm gonna do every day. But I do not wanna do that every day. So those are gonna be out, right? Designing photos for social media and designing videos for social media, I hate doing it, but I have to do it because right now I don't have anybody doing it for me. So those are out. Boxing, Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu, that's something I have to learn in my life to protect myself and my family. So that's out the picture. Draw, paint, art. That's something I can do because I know that art is a very high market. It's more in the third, in the first class market. You know, so people are gonna be paying a lot of money. So that's one of the things that I'm gonna be putting down. So drawing, paint. Right, so that's something I'm gonna consider. Workout, exercise, I'm always going to be doing that every day. Working out, exercising, that's every day. That's kind of like boxing, Muay Thai, like I have to do it. So that's like just a day-to-day thing. So that's out the picture. Engineering music, a lot of people pay me to come into my studio, to my office studio, and pay me for my time to help them create their music. So I would probably consider that because I've gotten paid a lot of money already for that. I actually made a lot of money in a month just helping people record their music, their songs and whatnot. So I'm gonna consider that. And I don't do it every day too, so the value increases on that. Design clothing online. I will consider that because there's a market for that. You can actually create a platform that will allow you to target any niche. Like literally any business or any service needs merchandise. So if you're the guy that goes inside that market or niche and says, look, you're doing a car wash, but what other things are you selling in your car wash? Or you're in real estate, but you're selling houses. Why not sell a clothing line to your representatives or your customers, you know, and whatnot? So there's always a niche there for any business with the clothing line. The top three businesses, and this is additional information that I'm going to be sharing, but the top three businesses that I've learned that will always stay in business. The first one, food. Without food, we cannot survive. The second one, clothes. Without clothes, we cannot go nowhere. For me personally, if I'm full, if I eat and I'm hungry and I eat and I have clothes on my back, I can sleep anywhere. no matter where it's at. If I know I have food at the end of the day, actually, if I have food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I have clothes on, I can sleep anywhere. I can sleep anywhere, no problem. So these are the two things people need to survive. But the third one on the top of the chain is shelter. People need shelter to survive. So that's real estate. But clothing, people need clothing. You can't walk around butt naked. You'll get a ticket. You'll get thrown in jail. You'll get beat up. You'll get a violation. You'll get registered as a sex offender. You'll get pretty messed up, man. You know, nobody wants to see a butt naked guy going down the street. Get fucked up. So clothing is a must. So that's top. So I'm breaking it down. So next, design cover art for music. When I make my songs, I'm gonna have to design my cover art, or I can have someone design it for me. So it's probably out the picture. Mix and master. Mix and master. Yeah. So that's probably a yes and a no, because a lot of studio producers, they charge minimum like $100 to mix and master your song, to make it sound great, you know, to balance out the tune and equalize everything. So, you know, they charge over $100. That's minimum to mix and master. So if I mix and mastered someone's song for, say, about $25, or even say $10, up to 10 songs, and then it goes up $5 each time, or, you know, come up with some strategy, then I'll be able to have regenerating traffic, cash flow traffic that comes in that wants to master. Because one artist is not going to make just one song and then go to you to mix and master one time. One artist has about like 15 songs. Me personally, myself, I have about like 50 songs, but I already mix and mastered everything as I go. And not everybody can do it. So if I can charge like $10, $15, $20 to mix and master someone's music, and I do $10 to start for the first 10 songs, and then $15 for the next 20 songs, and then $20 for the next 50 songs, then I can keep them like that, you know? And it's affordable. If you go online right now to mix and master, it's about over $100. So that's pretty good. I make beats. I'll probably consider that. Beats. I'm gonna probably write that down on the right side. Because the beats that I do, it's not beats for musicians or rappers. It's actually beats for like movies, promotions, movie clips. You know, it's like background noise, kind of like a foreshadowing, workout beats. You know, beats to play in videos. Like if you're an editor that edits videos, these beats will be like perfect for your like podcast or for your show or for your YouTube episodes. You know, stuff like that. So like, I can sell like a package of like over 100 beats for like $25. You know, so something. You know. Thank you. able to just sell these beats at a package that allows me to, you know, make a quick buck. You know, I love making beats. I probably have around 50 beats already, but if I can sell 100 beats and I can make in like 100 days, yeah, 369. Yeah, if I can make 100 beats in 90 days and sell 100 beats every 3 months, then, you know, I'd be able to sell it for like $25 for the whole package every month. And every month is a new beat, you know? So, that, yeah, that's actually pretty good right there. Huh. So, what do I do? Okay, so, alright, beats. Moving on. Alright, so then I make music. So, I make music. I'm an artist, as you probably don't know or already know or whatnot. But making music is very important to me. I got saved by making music. And I like the idea of doing that. So I'm gonna go ahead and add that there. Now, guys, it's about 17 minutes of this podcast. About 18 minutes now. I'm gonna go ahead and cut it right here. Stay tuned for the second part of this. I'm going to break it down on how to choose one of your talents, one of the things that you're good at. Be able to get down to the precise thing, because I know that most of you guys are good at about 5 to 10 things, just like me. We're like the toolbox that I've talked about. So breaking it down to that one thing that you really want to do in life and make money off of it. Stay tuned for the second part. Stay tuned. I'll see you guys later. And if you do have some ideas, go ahead and message me on Instagram. It's Edgardian. Or type in Edgardian. Like Edgardian. Type in that. I'm going to probably be the first one. It's going to say It's Edgardian. That's my username. And then send me a message. I will respond, because I'm not really responding. Well, I don't really have a lot of people messaging me. In this account, in my personal account, I don't really have a lot of people messaging me. But when you do send me a message and then you do have some ideas or maybe something that you need help with, send me that, and then we'll be able to just kind of like conversate and like, you know, show or see what we can do together, or see how I can help or whatnot. But stay tuned for the next episode. See you guys.